Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Sunday night show. We always tape this on a Monday. Feel free to pop out of that. Why? There we go, brother.
Today is actually Friday, so Woo. You're already fucked up, and we're not even a minute into the show.
What did I say?
You said we always record these on Monday.
Oh no, dude! Yeah, this is gonna go downhill fast today, isn't it? My God,
there was actually a request. Hold on, let me. Pull
I've
it
I, yeah. I
mean, you should look
I'm
on
drinking, dude. Look, what do you want from me?
Okay? Look on your what do you want from me? Look on your Instagram. Raquel White, who's always in the chat.
Okay. She requested something from me.
Hold on, let me pull it up.
What did she request? Does she want my firstborn?
She wanted to hear you try to pronounce some words.
Okay, sure.
Actually,
sure.
But I don't know. It's some dude from New Orleans who says he can say. Oh man, hold on. Let me play it.
You got it popped up over there. Oh, I've seen that video. I know what you're talking about.
Chapatoulas, that's it.
Yeah.
So she wanted you to try to say Chapatoulas, but now I've said it out loud, so you already know how to say it.
Yeah. So I've seen that video, by the way, and I'll go ahead and answer your question, Raquel. The answer is no. I would have fucked up every single one of those words over and over and over again. And for whatever reason, I get the hardest words to say in people's names that nobody fucking knows. However, the name that we'll start off with today, which is super easy for me because we've been talking about it for what feels like 10 years on this show, is Zelensky. I fucked that guy's name up when it first started going around.
What's his first name?
Vladimir?
Close.
Vladimir?
So the difference
is it
between...
Mormir?
It's like it's the Craig to Vladimir's Greg.
Yeah. It's so it's kind of like Kiev and Kiev.
Well, it's right? Kiev because I'm from the region, so I know.
No, obviously. It's everybody there says Kiev.
Nope, it's Kiev.
But anyways,
it's a hard Kiev.
So it's Vladimir.
Vladimir?
Which sounds extremely close to Vladimir. Vladimir is Vladimir, I believe.
Do you think he changed the pronunciation due to
no, it's
Vladimir
just
Putin?
It's a different dialect in Cyrillic language. That's it. So it's his is V-O-L-O. D-O-M-Y-R, I think, something like that.
Okay.
Vladimir.
Because what happens is, with a lot of Hollywood people, like Matthew Weiner, for example, the creator of Mad Men, which I love that show, but his name is spelled Wiener. You know that he just got tired of hearing Wiener his entire life and then told people it was Weiner and then stuck with it.
I don't understand how Weiner is any better. I would rather be a dick than a pussy. Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it.
It's too late for that shit.
No,
either wake
fine.
The fuck up or get out.
No, we're good, dude. We've been drinking today. Who cares? But the other example of this is, remember Alex Epstein on the show?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's Epstein. And I was like, you just started saying that after Epstein offed himself. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Let's not do it.
It's Epstein.
Same with the Weinsteins.
Yeah.
Well, Harvey, what? So I asked.
Weinstein.
Actually,
Weinstein, Steins.
I asked one of the Weinsteins.
Brett, right?
Yeah, Brett, what's the difference between Weinstein and Weinstein?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Because Harvey says Weinstein, right?
Sure.
He goes, well, one of them is a German word that means this, and the other one is a bunch of made-up bullshit. So that's the answer.
Mm-mm.
It's
not.
There's no...
Whenever there's a killer or a rapist involved, then you change your name, and you're like, oh, shit. No. Now, with Matthew Weiner...
Or
he just don't want to be called Wiener.
Yeah.
And if you look at a picture of Matthew, pull up Matthew Weiner.
Yeah,
I love his show, but
it's good. Yeah.
But look at this picture of this guy. Before Mad Men, he was just a Wiener. Like, he kind of looks like Stelter to me. Pop him up on camera there.
I feel like he's still a Wiener, Ross.
Yes. Look at him.
He looks like every fucking producer in Hollywood today.
That's a bozo ring. That's a very distinct bozo ring. So when you're a man of this age, not only are you're still keeping the hair for some reason. I don't understand that. Just shave your fucking head. But then you're dyeing the sides of that. Because you can see the gray on the sides. Like you're coloring your own bozo.
He should dye the top as well, probably.
No. It's this is on purpose. It gives the head a slimming effect. So you don't have a fat head when you're bald.
I'm not sure he's worried about. So this is what, until 2012, this is what every producer in Hollywood looked like.
Yeah.
I was literally every single one.
Oh, yeah.
It also, like, if you asked artificial intelligence to just amalgamate every high-class prostitute's this is the face that would come out. Like, this is the average face of a high-class prostitute's John.
Yes, 100%. Like, this guy, that's the guy who's on top of you every night, and you're just like, oh, fuck, dude.
You're just hoping that he doesn't die up there.
Yeah, because then you don't, that's a lot of weight to push off. Yeah, and like, you don't know if you're going to be able to do that.
Hopefully he dies in his sleep after sex.
I wonder if prostitutes hope when you see guys like this for doggy.
No.
Because in case they do die, then it's like, all right, at least I can get.
I don't know. He's still going to like fall forward on top of you, though, right?
It's just less. You still don't have to look at it.
But Giorgio, you're a wrestler. Like, that's, you're in a position that you start in. Like,
you have to learn how to roll a body properly, right? That's an important thing to do.
It sure is. But Giorgio, isn't that easier in that position? You're already on all fours.
Well, I'm just thinking, as a prostitute, you know, you like to be looking at the danger, possibly, you know, having your back towards someone. It's a lot of trust involved there.
Yeah, I guess, man. I don't think they want the danger. I just want a quick.
No, that's what I'm saying. You got to watch that guy. He might be starting to do something else behind you. Start tying you up. Start grabbing something. You know.
Oh yeah.
Some chloroform.
I am the danger. Remember how Bryan Cranston pretended to be tough for a while?
Yeah. Well, he was.
He's not tough.
No, he's
a giant pussy of a human being.
I loved it.
I would agree with that.
I love that show. He is, but that's the whole bit. That was the whole bit of the show.
But why?
He was a science teacher, and then he built, because he built it up in his own mind.
No, but he always had that underlying rage.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
As we all do.
So now, it's a white man rage.
Bob Odenkirk has a movie out. I think it was in 2021 it came out, where he's like a fucking ex ninja of some sort.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's good.
Like, there is some suspension of my belief to see Bob Odenkirk just whipping people's asses like
Same.
That. Because he's a small man and he's been kind of a slapstick comedian most of his life, aside from a couple of more recent.
Right.
Although he was in Operation Endgame, a very not a very well known movie, but it's actually really good. Jeffrey Tambor's in it, a bunch of people. Ellen Barkin's in it.
Okay.
Like, it's really good. It's kind of goofy, but like Adam Scott's in it, Zach Galifianakis is in it. I can't remember who else in that fucking movie.
All right.
But it's a pretty good watch. But yeah, he's in that too. And basically they're fucking ninja, super secret, whatever the fuck. And end up fighting.
We all know ninjas aren't real, right?
No, they're real.
Ninjas code for like.
No, they're real.
Someone that, you know, fights for a living.
Nah, there's real ninjas out there hiding in the shadows. Who do you think protects most of cities? It's not the police, it's ninjas.
I remember American Ninja.
Warrior?
Remember that?
Warrior?
No, American Ninja. It was a fucking shitty B movie back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Guys doing stuff. I mean, it's kind of like an Asian version of A-Team. Where he's like, it's all legal, but he's doing the right thing, guys.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. So he's got an eye patch on or something, or he's blindfolded or what it was.
Men in the 80s just wanted an excuse to break the law.
Just the 80s, I think we all do, dude.
I break the law every, like, when I'm getting ready to go to sleep at night, I've got a checklist of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drugs? Yeah, I did those.
Yeah, you're breaking the law.
Did I insult someone for no reason? Totally did that.
Yep.
Right? I've got a whole list of things, and if it's breaking the laws right at the end,
mm-hmm.
and if I haven't done anything illegal that day, then I make sure to go out and do something illegal before I move on with the rest of the day.
And that's goals that you need to set for yourself at home. And if you're not living up to those standards, well, then are you really living?
It's passive resistance.
Sure is.
I'm brave.
Sure is. You're brave. You're brave. Just like Zelensky. Zelensky's brave.
Did you get that one, Bob?
Yeah, I sure did. Sure did.
Yeah. Talking about
30 Rock?
Yeah, it was a little dinosaur. Birds are small dinosaurs, mm-hmm. so actually what I'm doing is brave. Yeah,
well... No, it was the one where he was, they were trying to get him to go to rehearsal and they were dragging him there. And he said, passive resistance, like Dr. King, I'm brave. Oh. Yeah.
Damn it.
This isn't a 30 Rock review show, though. So
it should be.
You guys talk about 30 Rock more than anybody I know. 30 Rock, South Park, and It's Always Sunny.
We'll just actually toss back and forth. It'll be like talking about the Atlanta Braves using only 30 Rock quotes. Yeah. It's essentially like every conversation we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've started watching Parks and Rec again recently, and it's interesting to see.
Does it still hold up?
Yeah, it definitely holds up. It's really funny. It's interesting to see where all these actors kind of got their start. Other than, I guess, whatever the blonde lady's name is.
Leslie Knope.
Yeah, like I don't know what
That's
her
real name.
Real name. Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler. She was famous before from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
But everybody else on the show, other than Rob Lowe, that's kind of like their first big role. And
a lot of
career. Aziz Ansari got started there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever April Ludgate's name is.
Well, I remember
Aubrey Plaza. Yeah,
I remember because I was in Hollywood and then when they were casting it. Yeah, so I was there when they were casting it, and everybody knew it was going to be, you know, from the same guys as The Office. Everybody wanted to audition for it and everything else. But I remember the casting directors were adamant that they were going to cast unknowns, people that were just right for the roles, and that was it. Now the ratings didn't do great after season one, and then they ended up calling in Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with It's Always Sunny. Well, no, that's how they got Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that's the game plan.
Well, it is. That 4-hour block on that Thursday night, I think it was NBC, was Parks and Rec, Community, The Office, and 30 Rock.
Yes.
Yes. It was a murderer's row.
Yeah, yeah. So, that was
some of the best comedy writers on the planet.
I would be late going out to the bars and like not be able to get a table at like Harpo's because I would just like, I would want to go earlier, but I'd be like, fuck, this 30 Rock episode's so good. Like, I'm just going to fucking.
Well, they were on the earliest, right? It ended with The Office. Am I right? Community was first.
It went Community, Parks and Rec, Office, 30 Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Best comedic writers on the planet. And then, but look, if you look back at those shows, they didn't have to worry about being woke or anything else. And like, I mean, they got away with some fucking crazy shit.
Parks and Rec has some pretty cutting conservative satire in it.
Mm.
Yeah. It's all those shows were great. And all of them went on to do, I mean, shit, Donald Glover, all those.
It's
guys.
In the first season, actually, I think, or maybe it's in the third season. Yeah. I think it's in the third season of Parks and Rec where, an elementary school comes to tour the city hall, and Parks and Rec is in there. So they're walking around, and this one kid, female child, has to write a paper on why government's important. That's why they're all there, to get on a fact-finding mission to figure out why government's important and write their stupid little paper. Well, this one little girl happens to run into Ron Swanson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is in a narco-capitalist, basically.
Right.
And the paper that she wrote was, it doesn't. So why? It just says in printed, like a copy of a piece of paper on the top, in whatever kind of font, it says, why does government matter? And she just wrote, it doesn't, under it.
Right.
Now that's accurate. He does this thing with the food. She pulls her lunch out, mm-hmm. and he's like, she's like, well, I don't understand how taxes work. And he goes, well, let me show you. And he grabs her fucking lunch pail or whatever and dumps all the food out. And he goes, see, this is your lunch right here. I'm going to take 40% of it. And just bites a fucking big chunk out of her sandwich. And he goes, uh-oh, here comes the FICA tax. Or no, the estate tax.
Yeah.
Estate tax. And he eats the rest of the sandwich. And she goes, that's not fair. And he goes, I like you, Burgess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with Nick Offerman, I remember when they cast him, he was married to, he still is, Meg Mullally.
Yeah.
From Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And he could not get arrested. And so at that point, he was making furniture in, I think, Echo Park. I think he had a studio in Echo Park.
He's
a legit
woodworker.
Yes, yes. So that's what he was doing. And then I find it interesting that all these years later, I mean, not only did he make it, but he also ends up hosting a show where they're, you know, doing shit crafts and shit like that.
When they would write scripts, I guess, for Parks and Rec, they would be, when they had to like write a Ron Swanson like woodworking joke or something, they'd just be like, you know, his slug line for his character or whatever, and then just be like, just let Nick say something.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're not even going to bother fucking researching it. Just let Nick say whatever he wants to say.
And that was real. That was real. Aziz came off of Funny or Die. He was doing sketches with a group called Human Giant.
They had an MTV show.
They did. So they had one season on MTV, and it killed the show that I had because the ratings were so bad. No lie. And I told him, because I hired Rob Hubel for a movie, and I go, hey, dude. He was the other part of that. And I go, hey, dude, you fucked it up for all of us, man. And he goes, but the show is so good. And I was like, it was. Human Giant was a great show. It didn't do well.
How much shit has changed in like 12, when was that, like 2010, 2008?
2008, yes.
Okay, so 14 years, whatever. They had a whole, and these are like Aziz Ansari, he got canceled, but he's still like pretty woke and shit like that. They had a whole ass sketch on that show where it's like, I didn't realize that I was gay until I started rollerblading.
Yeah.
Like I put on rollerblades and I had to come out to my parents. You would get, you wouldn't even be able to put that on TV.
No. You'd be killed for that today.
But the biggest star that came out of that was Chris Pratt.
I was about to bring that up. Why do people hate his glow up so much?
I have no idea.
I know why. I know why.
He was a fat, charming, and lovable.
Because he's not fucking woke, I guess. Like, he's a fucking...
But they hated him before he became, like, overly outspoken. It was like he got hot, and then they hated him.
He's a dude from the eastern side of the Pacific Northwest. Like, everybody knew who he was, I think. Right?
Yeah. The other part about this, too, was because he was married to Anna Faris, and, well, the appearance in Hollywood was, look, he blew up and then was like, I'm all good now. I'm going to go meet my real wife at this point. So,
which doesn't make sense because Anna Faris... I mean, she's pretty old now, I guess, but like, and she's still gorgeous, but she was always gorgeous. Yeah, like, yeah, it's not like he left like some, no. Like, you know who did do that? Literally fucking did that? Sudeikis.
Oh, yeah.
Sudeikis left his like wife who wrote for 30 Rock.
Yep.
Like was a cute girl or whatever, but like he got big and was like, bye.
And then it happened to him with Olivia Wilde. Yeah, she left for Harry Styles. And you're just like, all right, sweet. But yeah, with Anna Faris, because in real life she's unbelievably nice. Her house was fun. There was always parties and stuff over there, and it was great. She was great, and all she kind of wanted to do was just hang out and do podcasts after her show ended, and that's what she's doing. And then have kids. And I don't know what his deal was with that, but
well, he's just thankful for his healthy child. So, I mean, maybe he did a little sneaky. Maybe he pulled a fucking Henry VIII on her. Like, blaming her for some shit that had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
Henry VIII murdered, like, a lot of people just because they didn't understand that the gender comes from the male DNA.
Dude, Tudors was great. I want to go back and watch that.
Which one?
Tudors, about Henry VIII.
Oh, fuck, dude. Really? With Jonathan Rhys Meyers? Yeah. God damn, I love that show.
By the way, he looks as much like Henry VIII as I do.
Right? No, you look much more like Henry VIII.
Henry VIII was about 6'3".
Yeah.
Fucking morbidly obese. Well, not morbidly, but
let's
he was
see,
fat as
pull,
shit.
Pull it up. Pull up a picture of Henry VIII.
He died of gout.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he died because he was such a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's all lean and jacked in the show.
the girl in that show who played, God damn it. Who gets her head chopped off?
Oh, Anne Boleyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
so
Natalie, good. Natalie Dormer, yeah.
God damn it, she's a great actress.
Yeah, and this is what he looked like. So I
no
guess,
way.
And this is this is a good picture. Yeah.
It's identical.
It's a painting.
So this is how they drew him. And you can imagine how, if you're an artist and you're about to draw something for the King of England who just murdered half, like all of his wives.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be a little bit liberal with the appearance.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So he's fatter than this. I think it was estimated that he was like mid to high threes when he died or something like that.
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. His dick didn't work. He was basically Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
How old did he die at? What was the age
he
crapped out at?
54, maybe?
He stopped murdering women at the age of, looks like 56.
All right. That's fun life, though. You know, it looked fun.
Yeah, I mean, don't get in his way.
Obviously, it looked fun.
A little bit of science could have helped out there. But, you know, they wouldn't know that until the middle of the 20th century. So,
no.
Come on, man. No, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you might as well. Be gluttonous and have as much sex as you possibly can have.
That was a pretty good show.
It's a great show.
But again,
I like the idea of being like, and Rome was kind of like this in a way as well, where it's like, look, we want to show people about history and like represent history well, but I don't think they're going to watch if we don't put like just a lot of titties in it.
A lot of titties for sure. Same thing with Spartacus, although I think Spartacus is more just like a Showtime show.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot
sex.
Of titties in there.
Yeah, it's just sex and show.
But for Rome, they also did some weird shit. So there's this longstanding rumor that Julius Caesar and Octavian had a sexual relationship when Octavian was a child. The way they wrote it into the series Rome was that he was having seizures and Octavian was helping him hide it, and people thought they were banging. Like, all right, that's an elegant way to deal with pedophilia, I suppose. I'm sorry. Incestual pedophilia.
Sure. Do you think when he had a seizure that they screamed out, all hail Caesar?
Maybe, yeah. They called it an affliction back then. I don't think the word seizure existed, unfortunately. So,
We really need a rim shot button.
All hail seizure. It's dude, we've been drinking on a Friday.
We need a rim job button.
Yeah, sure do.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah,
cut a hole in the bottom of our chairs.
Can we get a milking
just
table?
Rim jobs. Man, it'd be great.
I mean, a milking table. Great way to start off it's the just day. A massage table that you use a circle saw to fucking drill a hole out of.
Yeah. It's easy, it's not, but we still need the. You got to pay the prostitutes to do it.
It's workers. Sex staff. Adult staff.
You're frowned upon.
Well, in Arrested Development in season 2, I believe they hired that hooker to be like a fucking, she was a business liaison or manager or some shit.
Yeah, they accidentally hired a hooker to work at their company for real.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, we can do it accidentally.
Yeah, we accidentally hire a prostitute. Yeah, we didn't know. We go to, what's the Rub and Tug Maps? Is that what it's called? Rub and Tug Maps?
Beat Maps?
Is that what it is?
Is that what the app is called? Beat Maps?
I hope so.
He's so great, dude. I think it's Rub and Tug Maps.
I'm going to look it up. Hang on.
If it's Beat Maps, holy shit. If it's not, we should trademark it immediately. Beat Maps.
Fap Station?
Yeah. Where have you jerked? And then you put down like...
It's rubmaps.ch.
Oh, it is? Okay, so Rub Maps.
Rub Maps is the name of the app.
All right. It's Beat Maps. It sounds better.
But, it's from massage parlors.
No, I understand. But, like, let's say you had Beat Maps and it's your favorite places to jack off to.
It's called, their tagline is Where Fantasy Meets Reality.
Oh, is this?
Oh, that's the same tagline from Fantasy Massage.
Oh,
I wonder if it's the same company.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What's, is this Austin right here?
Yeah, we've got Austin. So let's check
What's
out.
What's the closest one near the studio?
We did this before. Right? Let's do it again.
Well, we did it from the old studio.
Yeah, we did it from the old studio. Yeah, is there one near here?
Well, there's definitely going to be one over here.
Okay.
Actually,
I don't know where it would be, though.
I'm pretty sure Brittany went to one like 2 or 3 months ago.
Enhance.
It's up the street here in one of the dead sections, and there's like a row of brick buildings at some point, and it looks like businesses, but it's like an insurance company and then something else, and then a massage parlor.
Okay.
But there's no... lights on in the front room.
What do we got here? What does it say?
So we've got one. There's King Spa. It's right where US 290 and 71 split. So in that Oak Hill, what is it? Oak Hill, whatever.
Yeah, it's right down here. It's like 2.5 miles this way.
So you can get a pizza from 313 and then go get a little handy.
There's also a laser tag place right there next to the fucking Goodwill.
Dude, what a night.
What's the order?
What a night.
What's the order of it?
And a Pluckers.
What do you start with? Yeah, so what do you start with? What do you end with?
Well, I think you probably... Man, that's a great question. I kind of want a few beers in me before I go to the Rub and Tug.
Yeah,
right?
I bookend. So I go Rub and Tug first and get that one anxiety tug out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And then I go play some laser tag.
I go laser tag first because I want that anger still inside of me to win. And then I celebrate with a tug. And then I get a pizza and then go to bed.
Like, now, my whole thing is 2 visits to the tug shop. So
got it. You want to bang it.
I want one clean and then one sweaty.
Okay. At the end.
Because after the fucking I sweat a lot when I eat too. So after the laser tag and the eating, it's gonna be a fucking mess down there.
Do they have a shower in there? Does it say, Bob? I think some of these have showers.
They just hose you off in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. By the way, this other one, the next closest one, I would like you to note what it's near.
Yeah, what's it near?
Your home.
Oh, the elementary school.
Oak Hill Elementary School's kind of in his backyard there.
Great.
Oh, and a shooting range.
Ah.
You know what we should do? Right. We should start adding people's home addresses to this list.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. What's how far is that? Where's that at, Bob?
It's a little bit further. It's at 290-71 while it's
so you can stop by on the way to pick your kids up from school, get a handy, and fucking then you can deal with your kids.
Yeah, let's go. Is there any more about this?
You get a handy before you pick up your kids, though.
Well, yeah, you don't leave them in the parking lot.
Correct.
That,
yeah. Yeah.
So King Spot, man, this is a detail.
Hold on, Daddy needs his fix.
Yeah. What does King Spot say? What's the review like on
it? Well, it says masseuse ethnicity is Chinese. They'll take Visa, MasterCard, or cash. There's no sauna or jacuzzi. Unfortunately,
bullshit.
There is also no semi truck parking.
Oh,
does it really say that?
Fuck,
yeah.
Dude,
oh my
no
god.
Way.
So now we know who the target audience is.
Yeah. Wow.
Because there are some amenities expectations, right?
Yeah.
A sauna, showers, stuff like that, and then there's the other expectation, which is I need to park. I got to park my truck.
Truckers, man.
Now here's the good deal about the one over right down the street this way. You can park in that Goodwill parking lot and walk right over there and get your fucking tug out. Get on about your business.
Yeah.
All that intersection and a fucking in an 18-wheeler is going to be difficult.
It is, but they won't tow you, at least. They're not going to come and try
Goodwill
to tow
doesn't have the resources to call the fucking people.
So next Sunday, maybe as a fake news investigative reporter, I go ahead and check out one of these places.
Go to King Spa?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I won't tolerate. I won't tolerate my organization being responsible for people not getting hand jobs. So if you go there and people find out about it and they shut the place down, that's going to make me mad.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
You know what
you're
I mean?
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I'd like you to go and give a review on air.
Yeah, for sure. Just don't say which place it is.
What do you think it's running for these days? What do you think a good
HJ? Oh, they had prices
HJ
up.
Oh, they do.
They have the 30, the 60, the 90. Usually it's the time of whatever you want and then doubled for the
HJ
special.
Okay, gotcha. So you're probably looking at 120 then, right?
For a full body massage, lotion. I mean, I would like a shower in there or a sauna.
Well,
too.
They don't have one.
I know.
Giorgio,
and we're talking best case scenario. Spend $180 on an afternoon.
Okay,
right. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I would like the sauna. It's nice to shower there.
180 plus maybe a tip, or I don't know. Let's just call it a flat 200. You can either take your family to a ball game, or you can go get your get a hand job. The obvious choice is to abandon your family and go get your dick jacked off.
Yes, I agree.
Why the fuck would you want to spend time
as a man, like in the V of life, approached with both proper channels? Which one should I choose?
Like, you start a family or get a hand job?
Yeah.
There's no choice to be made there.
Yeah, you gotta get a hand job.
Get the hand job.
Get the hand job.
Yeah, so here's the problem.
You can always start a family.
The hand job's not always going to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you won't be financially
flush. It seems like
flush.
It will be, though.
No, it's not, Giorgio. It's not going to always be there.
By the way, do the cops not know that this exists and they're just not, like, hanging out in front of it, just arresting everybody?
I don't think this is a top priority right now. Austin.
It seems like a pretty easy cleanup, to be honest, though.
Do you know what the...
Yeah, but who's getting hurt here, right?
No one. I mean, except for the slaves that work there, probably.
Yeah,
but
that's like, they're going to work there regardless if I go get my dick 100%. Sucked or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Here's the secret of Austin, by the way. Because a few secrets that I know. With the defunding of the police and when that whole thing went down, they're over that. So you can forget about like shutting down like Robin's Hugs. It's like, great, we don't have time for that shit and fuck off. The other one too is parking downtown. Here's a little secret. You don't actually have to pay for it. There is no meter maids or anything else. So in 2.5 years that we've lived here, I've never paid for parking once downtown and nothing's ever happened.
They've always been pretty chill. This is true. I've lived here 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever once been pulled over.
So I've been pulled over.
But not by Austin police.
I only got
you're
pulled.
Right.
I've been pulled.
You're right. I was in Dripping Springs. Yeah.
I've been pulled you're over right. one time. It also wasn't here. It was we were driving back from. Remember we did that thing with Tim Kennedy and Burnett that time.
Yes.
We were driving back, and I got pulled over because I still had an expired North Carolina plate because I couldn't get into the fucking DMV.
Oh yeah.
So the guy just like, here, show me your ID to make sure that that's you. All right, on your way.
Yeah.
But like, I've never been pulled over for speeding, which I do every single day.
Well, see, in Dripping Springs, there's this weird hill. On 290, and we're, by the way, we're off of 290, which is why we keep mentioning it. Just look for the Freedom Temple Church. Signs will be here in about 8 weeks.
Look for the train cars and look across the street from there.
Exactly.
That's
but our signs will be here in about 8 weeks. It's Austin, so give them time to be lazy. But with that, the 290 sitch, when you go over the hill into Dripping Springs, it drops like a very sharp, like 25 miles an hour down. You're just like, oh, what the fuck? Didn't see that one little tiny sign. And then whoop, whoop, that kind of gets you there. And then they pull you over. Luckily, they were a fan of the show. So ended up chatting with them about my favorite episodes.
What do we got here?
This was linked. These are just Austin prostitutes.
Oh, let's see those. Are we allowed to? Yeah.
Well, don't show their faces and shit.
I mean, they are putting their faces on here, but. We don't have to do
that. Yeah, we don't need to show their
process.
Process.
No,
yeah. Okay.
No, but,
I don't want to.
What are they running you? Do they give you quotes on there?
I don't want to out anybody.
Yeah. Their stats are. So in call rates, it looks like.
Well, let's see. Tell me what the categories are for the stats.
Yeah. What do we got?
That's
there?
So we've got. I guess this is age that she'll take, which is 25 to 36.
Oh, wow. So picky.
Oh, So you, she only wants to fuck somebody who's 25 to 36?
She's looking to pretty woman. She's trying to fucking up her game.
That's exactly what
she's Otherwise, doing. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Is she hot?
Are you off it? I don't know. Maybe. This is...
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that'll play.
That's too much makeup.
Scroll to the top of that again, Rob.
She's trying to contour.
Yeah, what is that name?
Face.
Do you know?
What's her name? Oh, well, yeah, go ahead and say it. It's a made-up name,
Rob,
I'm sure.
You want to say that name?
Yeah.
T.S. Lexi Andrews.
Okay. Oh, that's a transsexual person.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I just want to, can you roll the tape back where you said that'll play? And we're going to, yeah, we're just going to play that on repeat for the rest of your fucking life.
The monitor's far away, guys. It is far away.
We've all been fooled. At least this time it was digital.
Son of a bitch, dude. The monitor's far. I'm going to throw something towards camera, all right? This is how far away the monitor is, all right? It's a hefty chuck right there. I couldn't see, you fucks. Damn it. I got TS on the show today.
I'm just going to let you swim in that for a moment.
Son of a bitch.
Marinate a little bit.
I blame Bob.
And she's picky? He, her, what? I mean, whatever the fuck, them, they're picky about shit?
I think you'd make the cut.
Me?
Yeah, you're a daddy, and you're wealthy. I mean, it clearly this person's on the come up. They're trying to fucking secure somebody. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a limited window like that.
So the in-call rate for this individual, which means you coming to them.
What?
Which one? Bob, how
I'm not
up
on the same one anymore. I was on a different. I was getting up to get a beer. This is a different well, lady. But I can go back to Ms. T.S. There we go. These are her stats.
Are these all transsexual?
To be honest, I would assume that the vast majority of them are not just chicks on a website. If you're a fucking woman that wants to get paid to fuck dudes, you don't need to put your fucking profile on the internet to get that done.
That's true. That's true. But it helps. Marketing always
so
helps.
So if
Bob, I'll take another one. Grab me one of those sours down there.
If you're coming to them.
Yeah, the big boys.
Well, one, the 15, the 30, and the 60 are all $300. So if you're coming to them, I think it's the $300 to get you in and get you out. The out call rate is only 60 minutes, which means they'll come to you for $400. So really for $100.
But is that including the bang? So is that $400 all in, including the
or
bang?
Or do they show up and be like, oh, for $500 more, here's a couple more lines of coke and I'll suck your dick. Like, no, we're not doing this piecemeal shit. I want you to shit on my chest right now.
I'm intelligent, beautiful, and exotic. I'm a giver by nature, humble, and very ambitious.
All right.
Well, ambition. There it is.
I respect everyone's privacy, and I ask that you give that in return. I'm professional.
You put your fucking face on a website for trans prostitutes.
Let's go.
So you don't even respect your own privacy.
No, that's a lot of demands there.
She also has her Twitter on here.
Do we have to fucking figure this out on air? Because you can show your dick on there.
Oh, so, you mean you want to see? Yeah, go to the Twitter.
Go to the Twitter.
Let's
now.
See what this chick's hog looks like.
And while he's doing that, I'll do the sponsors. GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Before we get too deep into it, if you're having a prostitute in Austin.
Or before she gets too deep into us.
Yeah, you might as well do it on GhostBed from GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. We were going to talk about Zelensky today. That's out the fucking window now. Now we're deep in trans world today. Oh, fuck. Damn it, dude. Can't show that on screen, Bob. I mean,
it's not.
It's on my screen.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, fuck. Is it tucked back? Is the ding dong tucked back?
Or is this a post-op?
Shit.
It could be post.
Look, just like this transvestite I'm looking at, your mattress can be 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros. 30% of her body is off. It's off. It's just chopped off. Amazing mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, all the things. 40% off the bundle package. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. When you check out at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, toughest ad read I've ever had in my life watching this in the background. Fuck you, Bob, for this. My God, dude.
But man, what a pro.
Oh, boy.
Wait, where's the dick?
Hang on. Let me finish the ad read. 60-month page. You go program it, check out. Check it if you have decent credit. You walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set. Oh, for about $25 a month. And he's gone full screen with it. Damn it. Bob, fuck, dude. It's too real for me right now. All right.
The titties aren't bad.
Ghostbed.com. Yes, the tits are great.
Fool me. Sometimes when it's a dude, it's like, it looks like, remember South Park where Mr. Garrison became Mrs. Garrison? It looks like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's, you have wall-eyed titties.
Yep.
There's just eyes going in every fucking direction.
Yeah.
Don't look away. Keep looking. It's right there.
Ah, fuck. Who's up next? HardAfSeltzer.com is up next. We just got the cans in for the new flavors, by the way. Boom. Pina colada right there. Watermelon right there. Get the original flavors while they last. About another 30 days left. 30 days from today, actually. We print the new ones. In Tennessee. If you're in Tennessee, we're in 77 stores in Tennessee. Go and buy as many 12 packs as you can. The regular price in the store. The rest of us in the other 41 states that we ship to have to go to hardafseltzer.com. We ship by the case. Get the OG flavors first, and when the new ones come out, test those and see what your favorite is. And then we'll take your opinions for the big print that goes out once we find an investor out there. Man, what a struggle that has been. But go to hardafseltzer.com today. It helps support us, helps support the show. We greatly appreciate it. Speaking of supporting the show, D'Anthony, tell us about the store, drinkingbros.com/store.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of shit going on. Right now, the bro box is Jesse's, right? It's the Crime Corner bro box. And then next month, it's going to start as the Freedom bro box, which you got a couple new fun designs there, telling the government to go fuck itself and shit like that, which is something that we enjoy doing. We've got a new shirt out today, actually. Bob, I don't know if you can pull it up. It's just sort by new. We've got a couple of new ones, actually. One is Make America Free Again. And then we have the one I was wearing yesterday, which is She's a 10, but has pronouns in her bio. Abolish the ATF. But we also have this right here, which is I'm voting for the guy that hides nuclear codes in his wife's panties. Voting for the guy, rather. Now, that's Donald Trump. And we say that because for some reason the FBI decided to raid the wardrobe of his fucking wife looking for what they said nuclear codes this last time. But I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, because that's what that's the thing in Russia now, too. It's like, oh, nuclear. Nobody cares anymore. Say it's nuclear.
That's the new term. Nuclear MAGA is the new term.
Say it's ultra top secret. Yeah. That's not a thing. You got to strip that fucking shit off.
I would have done the same thing.
I'm tired of this PC bullshit you're peddling. Like, what? We can't have panty raids anymore, Dan?
We've been doing those since the 20s. Panty raids.
Was that ever really a thing?
Yes.
I mean, not.
Panty raids was a thing, yeah.
And what is that? What do you do? You like go.
You were sniffing panties, man.
What you do is you do just like sort of a fun B&E into a home a bunch of women live in. Mm. You yell and kind of scare them, whip them up into a frenzy so they're too panicked to kind of react. And you just steal their underwear.
And then what?
Well, I don't know what you do. From there, it's whatever.
Right. It's harmless thieving of the underwear when you do things with it.
You just break in, scare them, steal their intimates.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cute when girls do it and they take boys' boxers. That's such a funny thing. But when we do it,
I would feel bad for them if they took my boxers in college or
is
now.
Is this like the inverse of cuffing?
What's that?
Cuffing season. Where they steal hoodies and whatever the fuck. So instead, you sexually harass them and steal their underwear.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's only like six illegal things.
This is fucking stupid.
I don't know why they wrap these in wax. I mean, it's fucking impossible.
It makes it fancy.
It does, but you can't open the goddamn bottle.
It's like a wine beer, you know? Is it even a bottle?
Honestly, watching you struggle is making me laugh.
I mean, I've used a knife on this fucking thing. Like, dude, I've used a fucking knife on this goddamn thing. Like, do you want us to drink your product or not?
He's going to start banging it with a rock.
I'm real goddamn close.
Let me see it.
Real goddamn close.
I know that feeling. You're so frustrated. You're just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna.
And we've been drinking too, and it's like, should I have a knife in my hand at this point?
Right. You're like, it'll
probably
easily.
Not. I know.
I have a scar all down my hand.
Exact thing. I think we've all fucked it up at one point.
Just shoot the cap off. Just shoot the top off.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I
would. Dan might have got it, dude. He's getting. This is like some old school, I feel like Paul Revere shit, where like Paul Revere used to.
That's literally why I gave you the can.
Pour wax on it. Pour wax on the gods. I know, but this can isn't good. So we get shit all the time sent into us, and we'll drink it. This is Kilo, and I'm not a fan of it. I'm sorry, Kilo. It's a sour, but it's not really a sour. That's a different level there. This tastes more like a cream soda rather than an actual sour beer. This fucking thing I had, that Dan's trying to get open, I had one of those the other day, and it was delightful. Just go to the wide, because he's still cutting this thing off too, man. So it's
sorry, I'm distracted by this girl's lips.
Eesh. Which lips? Pull it up. Yeah, pull it up.
By the way, she is a post-op. I'm almost positive. And I got
to say,
I respect this. She has an OnlyFans, and I guess she's a prosto, which seems a lot better than, like, I don't know, getting some shitty job where people are like,
thank you.
People thank are, you. You know, misgendering you, or you, who the fuck knows, and you're getting paid dog shit. Like, just go make your money being a prosto and on OnlyFans, and no one cares.
Or the kind of person that would be a prostitute might have the same kind of mental problems that would lead you to chop your dick off. You know what I mean? Maybe that's it.
I feel like having it makes you more money.
Yeah.
Having the wiener? Yeah, for sure. It's like having big feet or something. Like, yeah. You got to stand out, man. There's a lot of competition out there.
You sure do. What does her face look like in real life here on this thing? Because now we're off of the headshot. Man, I might be fooled by this girl. What about you guys?
You already were.
I know, from a distance, Bob. Looking at a goddamn nickel from 40 yards
away.
So
the good news about this is that this isn't a live show, which means we can go back and title it Ross Comes Out of the Closet. Right? So
now, for what it's worth, she is not hiding it.
She's not hiding her
look
dick.
Look at everything that's tagged on here.
All right.
At TransLoverXX2, at TransHearts, at TS PlayAround, at TS PornTrend, at sure. SheMails on Cams. I mean, all right. You know.
Yeah, so she's got the
she's
dick.
Out and proud.
She's got the dick. Because in that one shot that you showed on her fucking Twitter, it was tucked just enough where I was like, fuck, is there a dick there? No. I don't think I would notice.
Can I tell you one of my favorite things that ever happened to me at a corporate job I had?
Go ahead.
We had to do bullshit.
Is this going to involve transgender people? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
if it is, then I'm in. If it's not, then maybe.
It does. Okay. Yeah. So
yeah, let's do this.
We had to watch like some bullshit training, diversity training video or whatever, you know, for HR, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And it was we all worked remote, so it was like a video. And you had to like take a quiz at the end of each section to prove that you weren't racist or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's fun.
At one of the sections, actually in many of the sections, but in one in particular, it dealt with transgender, transsexuals, whatever. And, you know, these are videos and there's reenactments or whatever of it, right? So there's actors in it. And the man who kept harassing the transsexual and being like, well, I don't understand why you would cut your penis off in the first place. Why would you wear a dress? You know, like just being like, well, hold on. Is it still there? Let me see. Like under the dress, like at work or whatever. Like, I don't believe it.
Wow.
It was the dad from Even Stevens on Disney Channel.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Pull him up, by the way. Those corporate videos, let's see. Acting wise, those pay about $1,500 a day.
Not enough.
No, but that's probably what his salary was on Even Stevens, to be real.
You think that's what
those shows don't pay that well?
You think that's what fucked up Shia LaBeouf?
He also insisted on seeing Shia LaBeouf's penis.
Show me your penis, boy.
Show me your penis, man. Man, that's the dad. So that was the guy in your.
This
HR
was the guy
videos?
Who was just like, "Well, I don't know, what'd you do with it?" And she's like, "We're in a meeting, Carl."
Holy shit!
He does kind of look like that guy, though.
He does. That's a great casting choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that training video, was there another white guy screaming the N-word at a black guy?
No, there was no hard ends or anything like that.
Yeah, I think they deal more with subtlety and not open racism.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it wasn't even like, it was obviously not good writing either. So it would be like a white guy talking to a black guy and it'd be something like, well, I'm sure you've been shot at before. You know what I mean? Like, just like.
Stereotypes? Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Like it was awful.
Now, am I going to have to worry about my hubcaps? Like that, like yeah. old school, where you're just like, come on, man.
Yeah, buddy. Oh,
the other
yeah.
one he was in, I think it was him, was he was very distrustful of the Islamic coworker.
Well, that's all of us.
That's valid. That's valid.
That's all okay. of us.
It was like she would leave the room. Actually, no, he was a Sikh. It was a Sikh employee, and he would be like, I can't believe we hired him. And they were like, what do you mean, Carl? They'd be like, you know what those people want to do to us. And they'd be like, he's a Sikh. You know, I mean, it was.
Oddly enough, the man's name is Tom Virtue. That's a real story. Real story there.
Yeah, I want to see that video. I want to see. Oh, he's going to fucking fly right in her goddamn building is what he's going to do.
Yeah. I mean, American stupidity has led to quite a few deaths.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's awesome.
Like that Wisconsin Sikh temple that got attacked. What was it?
That's right.
2005 yeah. or 2006.
It's like, hey, dude, that was the wrong religion.
Like, you can't. Religion is defined as George Carlin used to tell a great joke about this, but religion is defined by the type of hats you wear and when and where you wear them. That's okay. what religion really is.
Yeah.
It's about headgear. Yeah. And if you can't tell the difference between fucking the cap worn in Afghanistan or the different headgear worn in Iraq. And some of the other places in the Middle East, and then the yarmulke, and whatever it is, the wrap. I don't know what it's called for the Sikhs, but they have long ass hair and it's wrapped up in this thing. It's not just like a fucking turban that's sitting on top of their head.
Oh, all right, yeah. All right. I didn't know that. They have long hair in real life.
Yeah,
I've never
it's
seen
it. Long hair, long for like people who are serious about it, I guess.
All right,
like you don't cut your hair or your beard or anything.
Is it weird that I can smell that person? As you're talking about.
It's like patchouli. It smells yep. like a fucking bodega.
Yes.
That's what it smells
exactly.
like.
Exactly. That's exactly what I
Who are these fucking about. Assholes?
Who cruised in right now? Yeah. Oh, you got a couple listeners here? You don't say. Good day to show up. We're fucked
and
up.
And they brought booze.
Man, you really? Guys got to
yeah,
stop.
Deliver it on
set. What do you got? Bring it up on set here. We're taping right now. Come on back. Is
every
it a lady
day,
or a man? I can't see.
Hurry up. Let's go. Quit being shy.
Yeah, quit being shy. Come on.
Every
up.
Day it's some new group of people showing up with a full bottle of booze.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on in. What do we got here? You can come on camera. We'll bring you on at the end of the show, too. Oh, you brought us some Woodford.
Ooh.
Let's go.
And a note?
Perfect. And a note?
Handwritten.
Well, those are
you guys married?
Those are Polaroid nudes in the fucking.
You're not married?
No, we're not married.
Are you guys dating in real life?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We can.
Thank God. I was like, hey, bro. Yes, go ahead and do something. You know what I'm saying? Did you grab some hard ass?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, great. Yeah, help yourself. We're doing a show now. We'll bring you on at the end for Drinking Bro of the Week. Shit got weird. You just missed the transsexual shit. I can tell you that. I didn't know.
I mean, it's not over, is it?
Well,
we're just looking at local prostitutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a seat over there. Help yourself. But yeah, those local prosties, is there one that doesn't have a dick? That's what I want to know.
Are you just looking for a prostitute? Because there's a... You can do this.
I'm not looking for a prostitute, but I want to know what the talent is out there
in Austin, yeah.
For our listeners.
I feel like that's a good judge of a city. Public transportation, number of nightclubs and bars.
Right.
And quality of your prostitutes.
So since we've been drinking, I'll tell you a story. There was a place, Bob, in New York called the Green Tea. And I don't know if it's still there. It was 20 years ago. But that was the most spectacular... You can't even call it a Jack Shack at that point. It was just like an unbelievably nice, like old school, like what you like a country club. Where
Green Tea
like,
Nail and Spa.
Is it on 13th or Euclid? I'm sorry. Is it on Euclid Avenue?
Nah, this is 141 West 35th Street. There's another one.
Check this one was on Euclid back in the day, and they might have moved it. Obviously, I'm sure those things get popped in New York.
Yeah,
41st Street. Yeah, not seeing. There's a couple green teas though
on Euclid.
No, not on Euclid that I'm seeing.
I'm glad they branded.
You could eat off the floor. It was so nice in there. There was sauna, showers, everything. Like, and people were hanging out, and they only had CNBC on, so you could check the stock market and everything else. And you were like, oh shit, this like everybody knows about this.
So you're saying it's like a nice, clean sexual experience.
Correct. And then at the end, they would give you like an unbelievable massage. And then, you know,
which is not what I had the other day.
Where did you go?
Well, I told you that story off air.
Are you willing to tell it now? Have you gotten over it?
A little bit, but I'll tell
it. So did they touch your butt?
It had to deal with butts.
Ooh. Sure did. This
oh,
is
did she?
Dr-
did some girl like scoot her ass across you like a dog with the worms?
No, close.
Worse. This is,
what do you mean close?
This is worse.
Close.
Good
this
lord.
Worse.
It happened in the living room where that happens with dogs. It was a position similar to what that dog is in when it does that. So I'll either new rule on the show. I'll either show you the girl and then not tell you anything that happens, okay. or I'll tell you what happens and then not tell you who the girl is.
I prefer B.
So we're on the ottoman, and it's a nice big leather ottoman that I have. It was like $600, matches my chairs. Yeah. Big fan of this ottoman.
Sure.
She's riding me on said ottoman. It's fun. It's a good old time. She gets off. I throw her on the couch. We go to the bedroom. 2 hours later, wrap it up. We come back out. You know, I'm getting some water. We're finishing. She's getting dressed to go. I look at my ottoman, and there's shit all over it.
Human shit.
She shat on my ottoman while coming, and
you said the shit was big, right?
How
big, like the size of that microphone?
She's riding you, and she shits what between your leg, and it bounces off your balls. And
I don't.
Your
no,
ottoman?
No, no. It's like it's almost like she's in my lap, and her butt's like off the back of the ottoman.
I see, yeah.
So it goes all down the front, like of it. Like,
did you check your nuts for poop?
Oh, I did. I did, yeah.
Was there poop?
Was there poop on your nuts?
No. I don't know how this happened.
So was the shit on the ottoman or on the floor at that point?
Yeah, you're gonna need to take a picture of this woman's butthole because I need to know where on her body it is. It doesn't sound like it's in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't, man. If I'm thinking about the position now, I kind of understand it. But
she's
like,
on my lap, her butt's facing back.
But she would have to know that she just dumped out, like, because you said it was big.
Yeah, what you do is you fucking let the dude, you threw on the couch and then went to the bedroom. She's like, hey, hang on a sec. I got to fucking do something. Go out there and pick that turd up.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Relocate the turd, man, because you can't just leave that on your way out. You're not going to see this woman again.
Did it have some weight to it? Did it have some weight to the turd?
Multiple towels and blankets were thrown away.
Oh.
So like the ottoman is where the couch is where I am, and the ottoman's here. We're here. She goes down. I pick her up. I move over here, apparently, on the couch, then go to the bedroom. 2 hours later, come back. I see this. She kind of sees it.
Uh-huh.
And then like I look back at her face, and it's like deathly white. But I cover it with the blanket real quick so she doesn't. And I go get her some water and I pretend like nothing happens. She finds a little bit of poop in her pants as she's like getting ready to leave.
Fuck.
So then she goes to the bathroom, kind of laughs at herself, and she's like, oh, another day in the life of blank blank.
Yeah.
She says her name.
So her name has two syllables. We know that now.
Rachel.
I feel like we don't live in the same country.
Danielle.
Like, I'm just trying to get back into dating. Like,
I've done a lot of weird shit in my life, but I've never had someone shit on my ottoman during sex.
No,
not on accident, anyways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do you do? Why didn't you say to her, hey, did you forget something? Like,
yeah.
This huge piece of shit fell out of your ass.
Tell her to hang on a second and put it in a Ziploc bag and hand it to her. And like, hey, this is yours.
Yeah. Because if there was weight to it, right, which there was.
Multiple clumps.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, did she poop like a deer or was it like bigger clumps?
Wait, if
the
it's
clumps
multiple...
were bigger than this lighter.
Okay.
So there's probably six clumps larger
Jesus
than the size
Christ,
of this lighter.
Six
did you take
larger than a lighter?
Did you take a picture?
No.
Yes.
Why?
That's what I asked. That was the first thing I asked. Did you take a picture?
Because it was right after
bad.
It happened. And
Giorgio's
like,
too nice. He feels bad about shit like this, where I would have taken like multiple pictures as if I was at a fucking crime scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I still
you
don't
feel
know.
Bad.
I don't know how to ask her for money for a new ottoman.
$600.
At this point.
Did you have to throw out the ottoman?
Does she have an iPhone?
Was it that bad that the ottoman had to
be
chucked?
I thought these sound like they're hard turds. That's not a stainer. I deal with shit.
Well,
more
maybe
than
it was. It could have been an apple milkshake, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the first one's fine, and then the rest of it's a
it's
goddamn
mess. I did
mess.
Clean it.
Plop, plop, fist.
But I still knew it was there, and like I put plates
so
on
what,
that.
You're haunted
by a leather ottoman covered in shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's still in like the weaving cracks of where
this
it was sewn
honestly,
together.
Oh.
I'm scraping.
Oh, you'll
it
never
out.
Get that.
This,
out.
No, you'll never get that.
This
out.
Sounds like a serial killer who brings women back to his house and murders them and then complains that the house is haunted. You know what I mean? Like, right. You did this to yourself.
Yeah, you sure did.
How? Sure did. I just went on a casual Tinder date. I'm trying to get back out in the dating scene. It's going well. I'm fucking her on the ottoman. She seems to be having a great time. Can't control her bowel movement. Apparently doesn't know she's having a bowel movement.
But that's how good the sex was. At least you know you were delivering good dick.
Were you guys
just shit all over the place, and then it just slipped her mind.
Were you guys drunk?
No.
Whoa.
So
sober?
She knows she fucking shit everywhere.
Is this the mocktail girl?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Different one.
All right.
So now, look,
do you think it just felt so good on her prostate that she didn't kind of realize it was happening?
Well, women don't have prostates, so that's not the case.
I know.
You're funny.
So you're saying something else.
You're saying it was a trans.
No, that would be impossible because then something would be plugging that from coming out. So.
Ooh, fuck.
Not necessarily. Not if it was a post-op and you're banging that fucking sludge hole. Or it's
taped up back there through the crack. I think you guys are really regretting coming to this show today. Man, so how does it end? Do you call her? Does she text you?
She has texted me.
Sorry?
Texted me like... not nudes, but topless pictures, trying to be seductive. I don't know if she's trying to just move past it, pretend it wasn't what she thought it was.
Send her the turd. The next time she sends you a nude, send her the turd emoji.
Yeah. I should. Yeah.
Just the poop emoji. Because you're not going to go out with her again, right?
No. It's over. I can't. Yeah.
But so
could you smell it?
No,
like,
I didn't
inside
know.
Your house?
I had literally no idea until I'm walking out of my bedroom into the living room, looking at it. And I'm like, "Why?
Are
is
you
that
sure
a
it wasn't
clean
a,
shit?
Are you sure it wasn't a bunch of fun size Snickers like Caddyshack style?"
I was like, "Is it food? Is it something I left there? Yeah. Did she sit in something? Did she track stuff in on like her feet?" I was like, "What is going on?" And then I moved the blanket and I kind of like squeezed it with the blanket.
Man.
Even before he got to the part of the story where the poop happened, I know why he didn't smell it, because like I said, even before he got to the poop part, my mental image of this was so thick with stink lines that I couldn't even see that.
Well, you would be blinded by the stink, so if it didn't stink, then you probably wouldn't know until you checked later.
Blinded by the stink.
Wrapped up like a dink.
Like, I assume the whole sexual encounter was just like two Tasmanian devil clouds. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then like, well, it was probably more like
frenzied.
It's probably more like Pigpen.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Man.
Well, send her, if she's got an iPhone, to send her an Apple Money request.
Or just send her the turd emoji. Like
no,
Dan
do
said.
This turd emoji, and then you send a turd emoji, then you send her the Amazon link for the ottoman you have, and then you send her a fucking cash request.
Yeah.
In that order.
And you say, "Hey, I love that ottoman. I was a big fan."
It really
and now it's gone, right?
Or maybe put
a
picture of the ottoman next to the tombstone thing. The
did
ottoman's
you throw
dead.
It away, or do you want us to put it on the set? Like,
it's
do you still have
it's
it?
Technically in the back of the truck.
Oh, so it's
on
here
the
right
truck?
Now.
That needs to come
in the company
truck. Yeah, you need to
right
bring that ottoman inside.
Drag the ottoman in here. Yeah. We got to see the ottoman, and we'll cut to the wide.
There's gloves in the fucking foyer.
Go ahead and you can leave it in the wide. We got to see the ottoman now.
Well, it's gonna take him a minute.
That's fine.
Let's just continue the conversation.
I can switch. It's fine.
Yeah, he can switch. Let's
with
do
the
it.
Poop ottoman.
Delco's with his dad at a golf match in Delaware right now, so he's not here. But the poop ottoman is coming shortly. I've got to see this now. A $600 ottoman, man, that's a shame.
I'm actually right now. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about what the thumbnail for this episode is gonna be.
Giorgio holding the ottoman now at this point.
It's going to be Joel. Yeah, I'm going to have to get that.
Whoa, there's Giorgio back. What are you looking for, bud?
I feel like he's walking too fast.
What's
going on?
I was
looking
for
gloves.
He's looking for gloves. Why?
What?
At this point, you clean up all the shit.
Because it's covered
why
in
are you
human.
Looking for gloves.
It's covered in human shit. That's why.
It's in the company truck too, where it's just
it's in the back of a truck. I mean,
yeah, but still,
who cares?
That's gonna. It's been raining all day.
Just hose it out. That's more time than you spend cleaning your own asshole.
That's true. I guess. Man, that's fucked up. It's dark. I didn't expect any of this to happen today.
This has been a rough week for Giorgio.
Like, sure has.
He showed his whole like half sack and fucking asshole
live
on YouTube. Yeah.
And now it's like this. Oh my god.
Oh my god. There's the ottoman. Holy shit.
Yeah. Can you come around the back here?
That's a big fucking ottoman, dude.
Come around the back.
That's a really nice ottoman.
I'll go back into the wide.
I was not expecting that an ottoman to be that nice. That is nice. Fuck, dude. This is what she shit on right there.
Rub it on his face. Rub it on. Rub it on his face.
No.
This is what was destroyed.
So where was the shit exactly? Point it out to the audience there.
Don't touch it.
Yeah. Where was it?
See this area where it's looks all scratched up.
Yeah.
That's where you're trying
to clean
it
out.
Yeah.
All right. That's a nice one. Joel, let me ask you, because Joel's in here. Would you take an ottoman?
Oh, there's poop on it.
Fuck.
good.
No, man, no. Come on.
Damn it, man.
There's poop. Don't get it next to your fucking face. Here, get a,
get a screenshot,
look into the camera.
Joel,
there
it is. Son of a bitch.
This is the Fridayest Friday show we've ever had.
This is definitely a YouTube show.
This never.
Flip over to the video on this one if you're at home.
This never should have happened. It's like, you know, you shouldn't go over to your buddy's house tonight. Like, something just feels off, and you go over, and then you end up murdering a
prostitute. I see the shit.
Yeah, there's definitely.
There's also no other reason to drive around with an ottoman unless you weren't going to throw it away.
Right. There's a fleck of turd on there for sure. What are you doing now? Don't put it over here.
Yeah, now leave it in front.
Oh, don't.
So this is our new poop dollar game.
Cut to the wide. Let's see it.
You know the game poop dollar, right?
Yeah, poop dollar.
Yeah. So this is our new game. This is our studio game, poop dollar. It's just poop ottoman.
Yeah.
And we just, every time there's a new person here, you know, we're just like, oh, just have a seat.
Just have a seat on the poop ottoman.
Yeah, dude, put it out. Put it out next to the other bench outside.
Look at that.
In fact, there's now a 100%.
You may want to wash your hands.
Hold on. There's a 100% chance that Regester, that Delco Dan, will not listen to this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he, let's get him to sit on that. Monday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Dude, like, hey, will you test out this ottoman? Because we're thinking about having guests here for a watch along.
Yeah, we want to check the shot.
Yeah, we just want to check the shot.
Dan's pretty clever. If you start trying to coax him into sitting there, he's not going to do it.
Well, yeah, he's distrusting for sure. Like, you just need to leave it. He'll sit on it on his own.
Or tell him Ross wanted to check the wide, because that's plausible, where it's like, hey, man, Ross is not happy about the wide. So will you sit there and make sure that's enough?
Or maybe you're adjusting cables. You're like, hang on, just sit there for a second.
Yeah.
Like, you have to make it organic. You guys don't know how to trick people.
Oof.
I've been tricking people for fucking years.
Do we call this show the Poop Ottoman?
No, we call it Ross Finally Comes Out of the Closet. Don't try to divert what's already going on here.
I've been trying to help you, Ross.
No.
But it's like Ross says the quiet part out loud.
So far away, dude. It was so far away. All I saw was a little nickel-sized head 40 yards away. I didn't know it was a trans lady, okay? I just said it'll play, and it's going to haunt me forever now. Son of a bitch. All right, now let's bring up the rest of these prostitutes. What do we have here in Austin that's worth a shit?
Some nice. Let's find the best one, Rob.
Find the one that you would take, Rob. Like, if your wife was like, look, I know I'm having another kid, and I'm out of commission for a while. I want to treat you for your birthday to a nice prostitute in Austin. Who are you selecting, and how much is that going to cost?
It better be Danielle Marie.
Well,
who?
That's going to go down a road that I don't really want to go down.
Who the fuck is Danielle Murray?
So we've got Holly here.
All right, let's see Holly.
Kind of.
Right, is that a, before I say anything, is that a woman? Can we verify
that? Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Son of a bitch.
Dude. All right.
Yeah, that'll play.
Holly works. You know, she's also only 25 to 36 for her customers. Or maybe that's her age. I don't know.
No, I think it's the customers. I think there is something to that.
So
they want you to be a certain age.
Important stats about her. Kitty, bald. That's how it's listed on the website.
It says Kitty. Okay. It doesn't say Virginia.
It
doesn't say badge. It just says Kitty.
Just says Kitty, bald. Right.
Bald.
Sure. Punctuality, yes.
Oh, she's on time.
She's punctual.
Should we make a shirt that's like a regular looking cat, but he's got a bald spot on top? Is that play? I don't know if that makes sense. Is that
a
too
bozo ring on a cat?
Is that too like niche?
I get it.
Like a fire tuck.
Or what if it's a mohawk? Then it's a landing strip, right?
Sure.
So she wants. Here's her her, I guess, requests of the customer.
All right.
Screening is required. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
You got to make sure everybody's clean.
Right. So that I can see you at your preferred time, please be prepared to send one of the following for verification. A, a screenshot of either your Facebook or LinkedIn. This is a business lady. So,
sure. All right. I like that.
Or any social media that verifies your stats. I guess that means like I need to not be what I...
Are you verified on Twitter?
She's trying to look for cops there.
Yeah.
Well, right. But let's say, Bob, are you verified on Instagram?
I'm not verified anywhere, unfortunately. No,
well,
no
your podcast is Softcore Histories.
Yeah, so
verified.
I can send it to YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and be like, hey, here, I'm Bob. This is my show.
You can watch this.
I host a popular podcast called Softcore History. It's verified on YouTube. You're good to go.
You can also use that as leverage. Like, if you don't do a good job, I'm going to tear you to pieces on my very public show.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right? So...
And I don't care if, and that's whether or not my wife gave me permission. I would get on because I know my wife doesn't listen to Softcore History. So I could actually give a prostitute a bad review on Softcore History.
And she would never know.
My wife would never know. Or B, a picture of your driver's license.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'd probably go A over B.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah, but how do you know anybody can screenshot anybody's fucking Facebook? What the fuck
She's
is that?
She's not the
be?
Smartest.
Well,
All right,
clearly not.
So she'll do men, couples, or women. I like this chick.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. All right, cool.
Holly, hour is $600.
Is that including the bone? Like, do you get to bone for $600? Is that
this
an extra?
Yeah, this isn't the massage site. This is what it is.
Well, $600. I mean, look, if she's willing to get down with a couple for $600, that's a deal. Like,
that's cheaper decent. Than a night out in Austin.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's a.
If we were going, if Dan and I went to Lonesome Dove tonight, our bill would be a grand, probably. Right?
$750 to $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, let's stay home. We'll Uber Eats.
Yep.
Get a prosty.
Yeah. And just kind of hang.
Yeah. Whose Uber Eats are you using, by the way?
The prostitutes or yours?
Like, I paid you $600, bitch.
If it's the same,
you're
as
ordering
Coke.
Chipotle.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to break out the old burrito tonight.
I don't know if I would ask. Like, see, this is just more evidence against you,
right?
Break out the burrito. You're talking to a woman. What does that mean? Like her cock?
No, no, it is not the cock. You want to have a nice burrito after you make love to someone. A lot of people do
or during
it. Or during.
Well, not before though, because otherwise your ottoman gets ruined.
Yeah, that's how your ottoman gets ruined.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. So you're thinking about the wrong type of burrito as slang for a cock on a woman, and you let her eat Chipotle before, and then she shits all over your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I'm pretty upset. I feel like she should have warned me, because she was like, are you ready? I said, yes.
Wait, she say it like Big John from UFC? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Let's get it on.
And
then she shit. Then she shit on your ottoman.
Yes. So literally it was like, are you ready? And I was like, I am. GIF emoji. She said, be there in 20. I said, sweet. I didn't know that meant shit on armor.
Yeah.
Oh, so this wasn't a date that led into sex. This was the fucking you up kind of situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, we met on Tinder and we chatted back and forth. It's like, oh, you're charming and nice. And then it's like, oh, I'll choke you out.
So the first time you met her was when she shit on your ottoman.
And what if that's her kink? You ever thought about that?
She just leaves covert shits places.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She gets off on the awkwardness before she leaves, and then that's it for
that's
her.
That's it.
Right.
That's the only way she can get
she
off.
She did hug me for a really long time before she left.
Yes, yeah, because you fucking pulled the rug over her turds.
Yeah.
Man. That's why.
You covered up the turd, dude.
You're everything a knight, she you're did a with you was foreplay.
You were a knight in shining armor to her.
Sure were.
That woman has never had anybody trust her like that
no.
before. Like, I don't care. That's unconditional love. You can shit on my stuff.
Covering a turd is like covering a dead body.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. If it's during sex, what's more embarrassing? Oh my God, I murdered somebody, or oh my God, I shit all over
I think you should go to the cops and try to get them to sketch the turd.
Yeah.
And be like, this woman shit on my ottoman. If I tell you what it looks like, can you draw the turd?
We
just have him do
a
police sketch of the turd.
We've got a courtroom guy, who can break out the charcoal.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the worst part?
Wait, we haven't heard the worst part yet? How is there anything worse than this?
Bitch. What's worse than this?
The very worst part is that, because you've ever seen like a horse shit, and sometimes they're still like connected by hair, or if like a dog eats dental floss.
Fuck. Like a string.
It looks like sausages tied together.
Exactly,
dude.
Dan.
God damn it.
And that's how I knew there were six.
Well, because you like held them up like a Christmas ornament and dangled them?
I'm going to open up the Woodford Reserve after this. This is too much.
Yeah, thanks for bringing liquor today.
Yeah, this was... I didn't know this was going to be a hard liquor show, and then it turned into it. My God, dude.
Well, we got off to a bad start.
Well, we didn't.
We spent 20 minutes before the show looking at news articles we were going to talk about, and all we talked about were fucking turds and trans people.
That's fine. Some people say that's the best conversation.
It's the Friday show, you know.
Well, you came out. That was nice.
I did not. Definitely didn't come out. Okay, it was so far away.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 40 yards. The monitor's 40 yards away. And it's the size of a nickel, her head. All I could see was what I could see, all right, which was not much.
Which was enough.
Which was not much.
And just to be clear, you and I are the same distance away from these televisions, and my response was, wow, that's a lot of makeup. I just want to fucking be clear about exactly what happened here.
You know
today.
What's weird since, look, we've been drinking, and I'll be real honest now. When you showed the tits, still looked like a lady.
The tits look nice.
It was great.
Still look like a
great.
Lady.
They're fantastic.
And I was like, all right, shit. And then we got to the other part of it, and I was like, wow, the panties look stuffed with
fuller than normal.
They sure do.
Yeah, like but that could be some of those turds, right?
No.
Snuck
it was
in
the front.
You sneak in the front sometimes.
Cheers. My God, dude. What a fucking awful experience today. And then the ottoman's still sitting there right now. What'd you wash it off with? What do you do on nice leather like that?
I didn't even try to leather clean it. Like, I took one of those green scrubby brushes from your dishes.
Scotch Brite.
Yeah, and I just hit it with
No free ads.
No, fair enough.
Come on,
they're not on the show.
Joel, here's what I want the thumbnail for this to be. It's Ross skateboarding on a shitty ottoman holding a giant fucking gay rainbow flag.
Man, that is not true.
Because that's what happened here today. It's like silver. It's like Silver Surfer or that the ice dude that glides on. He makes ice, the X-Men guy. I don't know what his name is.
It sure wasn't. That was look. I was still fooled, even in the Twitter.
I like how we organically got here.
Oh yeah. Did we?
I don't remember why we started talking about hand jobs.
It's a slow news day. So this is essentially this entire thing is essentially like idle hands, devil's playground situation.
Yeah, they shouldn't have allowed us to be here.
Fucking A, dude. This was dark today.
There's definitely somebody other than us that's responsible for this.
Ducko leaves for one day.
Well, I mean, look, some would argue whatever he's doing right now is worse, you know? Yes, he's with his father in the day, but you know he got probably back together with his friends from Delco.
Well, I feel like in
Delco... And they're breaking in and stealing a car stereo.
I don't think you even have to go that far. I think in Delco, it's like a rite of passage for a dude to take his kid to the fucking handjob factory for
first father's son, yeah.
When he's like, what, 14 probably, yep. Something like that?
Father's son, sick.
Because you know the kid's life, it peaks at between 14 and 18. Right, because they're either going to work in the mill, or you know, maybe the odd one will get lucky, like Delco did.
Sure,
yeah. But have you guys seen that new show? I think it's on Netflix. I'm not sure. Blackbird with Taron Egerton and the fat guy from Richard Jewell, who's a great actor.
No.
He plays a serial killer. The Richard Jewell guy.
Okay.
And Taron Egerton plays this like guy. It's in the 90s. He's like got War on Drugs. Like, he was a drug dealer, but not, like, a sketchy one. Just was, like,
dealing... Oh, yeah. I've seen it, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
Yeah. He was dealing a lot of drugs, and they gave him a 10-year sentence, no parole. And then the feds come to him, and they're like, hey, can we get you to, like, live next to this guy who we suspect to be a serial killer? And if you can get him to confess, if you can befriend him and get him to confess... Mm-hmm. You're out of jail immediately.
No shit.
So it's this whole show, and they go into the whole serial killer's background. And at one point, the serial killer's dad wakes him up in the middle of the night. He works in a cemetery, real blue-collar, hard-scrabble guy, digs graves for a living. And at night, he'll go back into the cemetery, dig up the graves, and, you know, take the jewelry and stuff with his kid.
Uh-huh.
Makes his kid get up, and he's like, I'm tired, Daddy. And he's like, get your ass out of bed. And anyway... I don't know. That just felt like a Delco childhood to me.
Yeah. That's about how I pictured it.
It did.
Yeah.
So with serial killers, because you start, you know, with that. The other one that always stuck with me was the one who killed Versace, Andrew Cunanan. So with that,
free ads.
No, it's not. We're not advertising anything. He's dead.
He's dead.
It's okay. A dead serial killer. But with that one, his dad or the mom marries somebody new and the dad moves him into a house. Like a nice house in a nice neighborhood. And he goes, we want to give you the master. And the wife's like, wait, what? We're going to give our child the master bedroom? And he goes, yes, he's a fucking prince. And we're going to give him the master. And I was like, well, there's your first clue that he's going to be a serial killer.
Yeah. It's either too much in one direction or the other.
100%. And the parents encourage that from day one. They're culpable, in my opinion. I mean, also the dad was fucking him too. But you know,
I think it was the bedroom.
It was, and that's later on. That's they kept coming back to that, where it was just like that's why he gave him the master, was so he could fuck the kid. And,
oh, perfect.
And then boom, obviously he becomes a serial killer and he starts killing gay people. Versace.
So what? It's like I'm not gonna fuck my own kid in some bullshit little room in the house. I'm fucking him in the big room.
Yeah,
like what? I don't understand the logic there.
To make the kid feel powerful. And he was in the master.
Well, hopefully all these people are fucking dead now.
Yeah. The hilarious part about it was there was a hard, hard guy that I worked with where he was just like, oh, super intense and in your face. There's that type of dude. I think he might have been military or ex-military. And he was an FDR American badass. He played Eisenhower in that. And in that show, he played a gay guy who rents Andrew Cunanan as a male prostitute.
Yeah.
And Andrew Cunanan duct tapes his entire face and buck naked and kills the guy. And I've never had more joy in my life than
watching that. That actor's great. In a lot.
I know. No, that he's great.
Like a, he's a noted character actor. I his name.
I enjoyed working with him. Oh, yeah. Him, so I don't have a bad thing to say about it, but I just find it so hilarious that, like, man, I'm going to take this acting thing so seriously. I want to be the gay guy who's buck naked on FX.
Duct tape.
Andrew Cunanan duct tapes his entire face, too.
Respect.
But he's a great actor.
It's better than, you know, being in a corporate training video.
Well, is it?
Yes.
Guess it depends on what you're talking about in the training video.
Right.
If you're saying hard N-words, then it's a no-go. But, you know, fuck. If you're getting your, if you're buck naked, because at that age, too, do you really want to be nude on screen with your face wrapped in duct tape and then getting killed by Andrew Cunanan?
Yes. Here's why I'd rather be nude on screen later in life than earlier in life. Because later in life, the expectations are so much lower that it's like, wow, that's a great body for
a 58-year-old man, yeah.
Right, right, right. Whereas at no point in my 20s was I going to impress anybody. But I think, you know, in my 50s, 60s, the standards are so low.
Sure.
Like, I think I'm going to maintain my mediocrity, like, from 20 to 60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
That eventually they'll be like, that's not bad. That's fine. That's pretty good. That's pretty good for that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I will say the dude who played Andrew Cunanan, it was from Glee. He went on to win every award.
Guy. Yeah, I forget.
He won Emmy, Golden Globe, everything for that character. Yeah. So at least you can say, oh, hey, I was in this one scene with the guy who won the Golden Globe, and maybe it was me when I got my face duct taped up and then
you brought it out of him.
Murdered, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We got some listeners here in the old studio today. Probably the wrong time for
the
you guys to
worst
be here
episode
to
the come
worst
up.
Episode in the history of the show. Come on up for Drinking Bro of the Week. We'll start with you first, and then we'll get to your girlfriend after that, if that's cool. Are you allowed to be on camera? Yeah, great. Come on in. Sit in Dan's chair and then put the old microphone about an inch from your face. You're jacked, dude. What's
Thank
up?
You.
What the fuck are you taking, bro? What are you taking? You got saying that good shit?
Keep
about
right
an
here.
Inch from your face.
Is that good?
There you go, yeah.
Creatine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not creatine. What are you taking these days?
Yeah, no creatine.
No, dude. What do you got? You can tell us. You got HGH?
Just good genes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
No.
That's a lie.
My dad was short and stocky. He was a wrestler and a swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and then I was a competitive swimmer for most of my life. And then when I got into college, I still love working out. So, yeah.
That's bullshit, dude. So you were born with it? It's one of those things where it's just good genes?
Yeah. I mean,
I got a buddy who's got good genes. I'm going to see him in a couple weeks at Ohio State. And he works out maybe 3 times a week for 20 minutes. I've never seen and it's just like, all right, great. We'll do a little cardio for 20 minutes and then he's out. He eats healthy, but he's fucking shredded. I'm like, this is bullshit. And I saw him met his dad in real life. Dad's still shredded at fucking 68 years old. And I'm like, all right, now I understand it.
Yes.
I understand it. Okay.
Yeah.
So it came from your dad.
Yeah. I can put on weight pretty fast.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your full name?
Jonathan Schulten.
Wait, you paused when you said that, and then the last name seems made up.
Yeah, no, it's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So I'm currently looking for a job because I just finished graduate school.
Okay. Congratulations. Where at?
Thank you. TCU.
Oh shit! All right, cool.
Yeah. So
good school.
Yes. She went there as well. So okay. We're both alum, both Horned Frogs.
And that's where you guys met?
We didn't meet while on campus. We met through mutual friends.
All right.
But it's really interesting because it's not that big of a school. It's not as big as like the Ohio State.
Yeah, we played you guys when we first moved here. I think it was in Jerry World. Dan and I went to the game. We were actually on the field for that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we went to that game. We smashed you guys, obviously. But but it was fun. And, you know, the fans that did show up were pretty spirited.
Yeah, I mean I didn't get to go to that game, but I heard it was a blast. Hopefully we get back on.
A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hopefully we get back on track with our new coach.
We'll see. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I like to give my Drinking Bro of the Week to, I would say, my Uncle Tim. He served, 20 plus years in the Navy.
Nice.
Mustang as an officer, wounded vet. So he's always been a good mentor of mine and a good role model in the family. So that's who I like to give it to is Timothy Johnson.
Perfect, man. Yeah. Cheers. Well, thanks for coming down. How long have you listened to the show?
Oh, gosh. I'd say since y'all started.
Day one? You're day one, homie?
I wouldn't say day one. I'd say shortly after day one.
Okay.
Because I did hear y'all's first episode.
Yeah.
So I was introduced to you guys. I was in between my gap year, between my undergrad and my graduate school. My roommate at the time was a Marine. He was stationed at the JRB nearby. And he's like, have you heard of Drinking Bros? I'm like, no. And it was like maybe the, I'd say not even the 10th episode. And I was just dying laughing. And so since then, I've just been hooked and love it. I have you guys on, you know, almost every day. So yeah.
Well, we greatly appreciate it, man. For
you
real.
Know, thank you. You know the most important thing about him?
What's up?
He's from St. Louis.
Oh, fuck you, Bob. No.
We're not, you can find me in St. Louis.
We're not doing applause for St. Louis. My God.
The Lou.
My God. Let's bring your lady up here. Come on up. Is she listening to the show?
No, this is her probably first smart. Exposure.
Oh, no. Was it really?
Yes.
Fuck. That's the wrong. No, we're not applauding that. Damn it.
She's new to Drinking Bros, but she was a reader, listener, or whatever of TFM.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes, I know. I know Raw from his.
So bring it in about an inch from your face. You can pull it down, by the way. It moves. There you go.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? What's your name?
I'm Cecilia.
What's up, Cecilia? So you knew Rob?
Yes.
You're a Rob fan, huh?
Yeah. Bacon TFM. Right there.
Dude. Oh yeah. That's an old deep cut.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I lived in Austin for 4 years. Okay. So follow Rob.
We ran into each other on Rainy Street, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of Eisenhower's.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. So I took a picture. I remember taking a selfie with Rob, and Jonathan was telling me about Drinking Bros. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Like, I'll start listening. He would show me y'all's videos, and I'm showing him my pictures from my time here in Austin. And all of a sudden, we run into the picture of me and Rob. And he's like, holy shit, that's Hot Bob.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? He's like, who's Hot Bob? That's Bacon TFM. That's Rob. And he's like, no, that's the guy.
Hot Bob,
yeah. So
Hot
then
Bob.
I was like, oh my God, small world.
That's wild.
Yeah.
One of my fraternity brothers sent me a thing. I think I screenshot it and sent it to you. Where he was just like, man, I don't listen to the show because I've heard you in real life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's you being disgusting all goddamn day long. So, like, it's not any different. But he goes, I know Rob from fucking TFM. And I was like, all right, cool. And I shot it over to Rob. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to come on a day like this.
Oh, it's okay.
I mean, somebody, a girl shit on an ottoman and it's right in front of you. And that's an issue.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. I'm a little embarrassed.
We didn't know they were here. They walked in mid-show. So that's not your fault.
Georgie, I think your fault there was that you used Tinder. You need to go to Bumble or Hinge.
I have all of them.
Okay.
All right. That was just the first one. It was just like, I'll fuck you tonight.
Kinda. And I mean, like.
No, definitely. Right.
I mean, look, you're honest. I don't mind the honesty.
Sometimes you run out of one and then you got to go to another and then you just kind of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, however you're stacking that. That's fine.
Exhausting your resources.
So we do this thing on the show called Drinking Bro of the Week. Mm-hmm. Which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
That's really deep and profound. So I will have to say that the Drinking
Bro. After the end of this show, are you kidding me? It's nice to hear deep and profound after everything we've talked about.
Yeah, well, got to end it on a light note. let's see. Somebody who's inspired me. I will say one of my mentors, her name is Donna Gannon.
Okay.
She is 63 and killing it at her job. She used to be a model like back in her like early 20s. So she has stories to tell. Like she would kill it in the show.
Is she hot?
She's very good looking for a 63-year-old.
Can we bring up a picture of Donna Gannon?
Absolutely.
All right.
You can look her up on LinkedIn.
Look her up on LinkedIn. Donna Gannon. Oh, we got to see how hot this broad is.
D-O-N-N-A.
Yeah. Donna, like traditional Donna.
Yeah, Donna.
It would have been weird if there was three N's, you know?
I wouldn't pass it by.
Is that her right there?
No.
That's not
Donna. G-A-N-N-O-N.
Oh, like Rich Gannon. Oh, yeah, like the quarterback for the Raiders back in the day.
She used to play hockey for University of Kentucky.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
She kills it. Yeah, no, and she thinks Jonathan's hot, so she's like, good job, Sessie.
Okay.
I also go by Sessie.
All right. Let's look up Donna. What do we got here as far as Donna?
She's an account executive of Dell Technologies.
Yeah, that's her.
There it is. Bring her up. Let's see Donna Gannon.
You can't really blow up the picture.
That's fine.
But put her on screen. You can't, like, it's not like Facebook where you can bring up the profile.
So yes, she's hot. This is a better image though than I had of that transvestite. Okay, I want to be clear with that.
She's awesome.
No, stop trying to defend yourself.
No, this is a nice looking lady.
And she's single.
Oh wow, Giorgio, is she rich?
She does well.
I mean, she's an account executive at Dell.
She has a ranch.
All right.
Giorgio.
Where does she live? Where does she live?
We're based out of Dallas.
It's not that far for Giorgio. That's his age, by the way. You know that, right?
63?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's his age. That's his speed right
there.
Sometimes
I dabble back and forth. But yeah.
Well, you want a relationship with a woman that age.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yeah. I want her to have a boat.
A boat.
Giant fake boobs. And then shower me with gifts and fine dining establishments.
Does Donna have fake tits?
Tough
to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Conversation for offline.
Boats. Yeah.
Maybe not.
You know, if you can't tell, I'm okay with that as well.
The boat money, the ranch money is more important.
The boat is the most important thing, okay?
Eventually, but she does have a ranch and she's building her house there.
I have a Speedo.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Does she have a pool at least?
She does have a pool.
Oh, there you go.
Very serene.
I can clean that.
She would love that. She would love that.
Very serene, she says, of the pool. How polite of you to say that.
Yeah.
How long you guys been dating?
Over a month, less than 3 months.
Whoa. I'm trying to figure out the math there. So what, about 45 days?
What do you say?
Oh, boy.
Now over a month.
Okay. Over a month is what you're saying. All
right. Yeah. We practically started dating the day we met.
All right. And you guys are exclusive?
Yes.
All right. She was a hard yes on that. She was like, yeah, that's a yes, dog. That's a yes. You better not be dating anybody else.
Yeah. He can't. I mean, we practically see each other every day.
Do you mind if I ask how old you guys are?
I'm 30. Jonathan's 29.
Okay. So that's a good age because... Let's face it. Do you really want to go to the clubs at like fucking 35 years old and shit like that?
No.
No, it's a no-go.
Not anymore.
Yeah. It's a no-go, right?
Yep.
20s are over and you're like, all right, great. Do you have any kids?
I do not have kids.
You want to, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So 35 is a good time for that. And if you guys just met now, you should be good to go.
Yeah. Jonathan wants to be a naval officer. So he's waiting for also just trying to figure that out.
Okay.
And find a job. Whatever comes first.
Yeah, whatever comes first.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? But all right. Well, I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
And you guys, you brought us Woodford Reserve, which is delightful. I had to take a shot at the end of this episode today because that was... Oof. We talked about some intense shit today.
You know we'll take one with you.
Oh, yeah. Were you really? Great.
Yeah.
Let's go. Thank you very much.
Hey, these TCU kids don't fuck around.
No, let's party, dude. Dan and I raged with some of them at that Ohio State game.
TCU knows how to do it.
God, I'll turn him over first. Do you trust me?
Sure.
All right, great. That's smooth. That's a great
bottle. That's what that lady said last night.
Yeah, sure. She sure did, didn't she?
Trust me.
You trust me?
Trust me.
Yeah. Cheers. What are you drinking? What are you drinking to?
I'm drinking to...
I'm kidding.
To a what?
Apartheid. what are you drinking to?
Let's see
to be here. No, to being here and knowing Rob and making this happen for us. I mean, I know you guys have an open door policy, but
we do.
This is awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers, TCU.
Let's go Horned Frogs.
Yeah, what's the spread opening week for TCU? Do we know that?
I don't know. Who are they playing?
Go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Double your
University of Colorado.
$2,000. Oof, you guys are going to get smoked.
No, Colorado fucking sucks. TCU is a 10.5 point favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Colorado's always stingy, though, dude. It's a stingy team.
No, yeah. They are an empty shell.
Okay.
Colorado is the most wasted football team in terms of just, like, potential and everything.
Yeah, but they're always gritty. I don't like to bet against Colorado. I won't be putting money in that game, but good for you guys. If it's 10.5 points, then they think TCU is all right this year.
It looks like it's either neutral field or at TCU as well.
Okay. What's it like there? When I saw them, it was at Jerry World.
So, I mean, you got to go see TCU.
How is it? Is it a blast?
Oh, yeah.
Drinks in the stadium?
Yes, you can buy it. Yeah, you can buy beer.
Because Baylor didn't have it. We sent Lázaro López there, and he called, and he was like, what the fuck, bro? They don't serve booze in the stadium.
No, we serve booze.
All right, great.
Yeah.
TCU and SMU, they're like Christian schools, but it's like Christian light. You know, it's like a Catholic university situation. Baylor means it.
Christian girls party too. When you
but Baylor is just Christian BYU.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
The only thing Christian about TCU is the name, right there. But it's amazing. So you gotta go.
All right, we'll check it out.
Yeah,
we'll check it out. And then you got us a card too. Is this?
Yes.
You?
So.
Man, you guys are
nice. Excuse. I didn't have any cards in my card.
Sure.
So just kind of had to use what I had.
Can I read aloud? Is that
fine? Of course.
Ross, Dan, Giorgio, and Rob. Thanks for having us today. even though it's an open door policy, this is still pretty cool. Sorry, I left off Delco Dan at the top. Well, it's fine. Does he really count? He wasn't here today.
Yeah, no, he for sure. I mean, maybe it was meant to happen.
Cheers to you guys. We greatly appreciate it. Look at how nice this is. So what we're doing is we're putting bottles back there from everybody who brings them in. And somebody's brought $200 bottle of tequila. And it's back there. If you want to take a swig out of it, you can.
I like that all our bottles up there now are real alcohol. So we can just walk back there and swig, swig.
Well, it was set alcohol for a while. And the reason why was we were worried people were going to get blackout and throw up all over the goddamn carpet.
But they did that
or anyway. Maybe poop on it.
Well, when we, our last studio, the first day we were open or the first week we were open down there, somebody fucked on the couch, Cream Pie Jessica, and then she broke the couch. So we had to buy a new couch there. Not that she broke the couch. She's a decent weight and everything. She's a lovely person. But the weight of the two of them fucking on that couch broke the couch, and we had to throw it out. And that was a week into that office.
We didn't throw it out.
Yeah, it was in one of the rooms.
Was it really?
It was upstairs, it was upstairs in the closet.
In the GIMP room? I never went in the GIMP room.
And then someone on the staff used it again to then also have sex on it.
I mean, that was Dan Delco.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Somebody said he was banging somebody after one of our live shows. Was it after a live show?
No, this was he just used the space, I think. It was like it was just after a night out.
That's great.
Just used the space.
Son of a bitch. I mean, look, if you have a key, you have a key, you know? You're welcome. We have an open fuck policy here, so it's like, all right, great.
Okay.
If you're having sex in the office, we don't really care. Just try not to shit on an ottoman or destroy a couch. You know?
Exactly. I'll tell you where the hide key is if you promise to fuck.
With all these cameras around.
I know. Good luck. You walk in, there's fucking 80 cameras up here. I don't know if you'd trust it in here, although they are shut off at the end of the night.
It makes it feel dangerous.
It does. It does kind of feel dangerous in here.
A little kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
God damn it. We really lost this show today. You know, I thought we got it back. I think we got it back. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Also go to Spotify. Just leave a 5-star and walk away. That's all the advertisers care about. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.